Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. I'm your host, Rami Mays, and it has been a busy summer, and I've not been around very much, but it's super good to be back in the studio for a new episode. It's been a while, and I'm back. And today, I'm pretty excited. I'm glad to be here today to present one of my favorite bands of all times, The Monks. So join me for this next hour while we cover the beginnings to present day of one of the coolest bands to come out of the British pop punk new wave scenes of the 70s. And as always, we will start from the start. So, the members of the Monks were mostly formed from a British band called the Straubs. And surprisingly, the Straubs were actually started as a bluegrass band called the Strawberry Hillboys, and then eventually became more of a progressive rock and glam rock band, and then they changed their name to the Straubs. And the Straubs began in 1964. By the early 70s, they had a hit which reached number 2 in the UK called Part of the Union. And also had success with another song from the same LP called Lay Down. So before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's get a feel for what the Monks were soon to become by listening to what they once were before. Here are the Straubs with Part of the Union, Lay Down, and a song called Just Love from their Hero and Heroine album.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me.
As a union man, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies. And I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines. And I always get my way if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say. Oh, as clear. Now I've got the power to the working hour and every other day of the year. So though I'm a working man, I can ruin the government's plan. I'm not too hard, but the sight of my car makes me some kind of Superman. Whoa.
Till the day I die.
just go passing by. I can hear you in my garden waiting for my flowers all to die. Nothing in you is real. Nothing in you is real. Trying in my mirror, I can hear you calling out my name. I feel your hand upon my shoulder. Will I ever be the same again? Nothing in you is real. Nothing in you is real.
Soon to become the Monks. So welcome back to Riding with the Queen. Thanks for tuning in today. Today I am featuring British rock band The Monks. I grew up with a cassette tape of their album Bad Habits, and I played it until my ghetto blaster ate the tape up. And it was a really hard thing to find after that. And I'd been on the hunt for a while to find the vinyl. And about 2 months ago, I got my hands on it. And I've been spinning it pretty much on the regular ever since. Near daily, actually, which brings me to the inspiration for the band choice of today's show. And so far, we're in the early 70s, and we've covered a bit of a band called The Straubs, who would soon become The Monks. And the brainchild of The Straubs was drummer Richard Hudson and bass player John Ford, along with hired gun vocalist Terry Cassidy. So now we fast forward a little bit to the late 70s, when John Ford wrote a song called Nice Legs, Shame About Her Face. Yeah. The song was inspired by a term his wife would say jokingly when he'd check out other women. And Richard Hudson actually added a few lines, and then they had their song. And their management encouraged them to give it to a young band to record, and then just no one seemed to really like it. But then they retooled it a bit and found a label to take them on. And oddly enough, being their first single, Nice Legs, Shame About Her Face, was truly just a demo that wasn't really supposed to go to radio. It still became kind of a hit for them, and it really got them on the map. In fact, the first DJ, here's a little fun fact for you all, the first DJ that played the record misread their name, which was supposed to be The Mugs, the M-U-G-S, and instead of correcting the error, they just went with it, and some other name became The Monks, and that song became a top 10 hit in the UK. So let's check out that tune right now. It truly is one of my favorites, And I think you're going to dig it. Now you can start, if you're not familiar with the Monks, this is a good chance for you to start catching on to why I love them so much. So here are the Monks with Nice Like Shane Butterface, along with another well-known track from Bad Habits called Johnny B. Rotten, here on 101.5 UMFM.
Legs, shame about her face. Legs, shame about her face. Shame about the boat race. Down to Janet's order, tapped me on the shoulder, whispered in my ear, it's getting kind of late. When I took her home, we hardly said a thing. I walked her to the door, expected to go in. She looked me up and down and really put me in my place. She said, nice legs, shame about your face. Nice legs, shame about your face.
pianist and classical composer Jean-Michel Blaise returns to Winnipeg and the stage of the West End Cultural Center on Friday, September 14th for one special night. Drawing comparisons to the likes of contemporary composer Jan Tiersen and allusions to the great minimalist Erik Satie, Blaise still manages to find his own singular sound within a heavily experimental structure. Advance tickets are only $20 plus fees and are available now at the West End, both into the music locations and online at Ticketfly.com. So get yours now and mark your calendar for Friday, September 14th, when Jean-Michel Blaise plays the West End Cultural Center. Proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, so after the humble success of Nice Like Shame About Her Face, Hudson and Ford were given the green light to record the album Bad Habits. Unfortunately, there was a bit of a problem, though, because Hudson Ford had a bit of a reputation already for being sort of like progressive rock and not really punk, and the fans responded with animosity, I guess. They didn't really consider them punk, so they were kind of mad at them, which makes no sense. However, fortunately, Canadian nonsense... audiences did not feel the same way, and Canadians took the album for what it was, and soon the Monks were doing super well in Canada and were touring at venues like Massey Hall through 1979 to 1980. The biggest hit they had in Canada was the well-known tune, and this is like, if you don't know the Monks, but you think you might know the Monks, this is probably the song that made you know them, because it was a huge hit in Canada. The song Drugs in My Pocket, which was a top 20 hit in 1980. So, I love the album Bad Habits. I don't think there's a dud on it. So, I'm going to try and play the whole album through the show if I can. Let's hear that one. Let's hear Drugs in My Pocket along with a couple of other greats from their amazing album, if not their only great album, which I'll speak about shortly after this. Let's hear The Monks, Drugs in My Pocket, Love in Stereo, and Inner City Kitty on Riding with the Queen.
I'm gonna drugs to the side. One wants to stay at home, the other wants a night out. One wants to read it, man, the other wants to light out. One wants to marry me, the other wants to break up. One wants to call it up, the other wants to make up. I really don't know what to do, cause I'm in love with you. And you, and you. Oh, oh, oh. Why am I in love in stereo?
beloved Brandonite Shotgun Jimmy makes the short trip on Highway 1 on Friday, August 10th, featuring Veneer and Spooky Eyes, as well as his backing band, Winnipeg's Own Human Music. Jimmy's latest album, Field of Trampolines, demonstrates his slacker charm and deepens a discography filled with catchy slices of life. $10 tickets for this 18-plus show are only available at the door, so get there when they open at 9 p.m. and get in front of the stage for 10 when Spooky Eyes and Veneer open for Shotgun Jimmy. Friday, August 10th at the Goodwill Social Club, proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
So, you know how sometimes a band releases an album and you think, I love this band. I'm going to be a part of this band forever. I'm going to follow this band. And then they put out the next album and it's horrible. That's what happened to the Monks. And I actually was really disappointed when I started researching for the show. I was like pretty much looking forward to this learning about all this other stuff that the Monks had done, because I was such a diehard Bad Habits fan. And what happened basically is, shortly after the release of The Rise of Bad Habits and release and Rise of Bad Habits, the Monks released one more album called Suspended Animation. If you're a Monks fan, you are laughing somewhere with me right now. And that was in 1981. The odd part about this release was, even though they were a UK band, they only released Suspended Animation in Canada. And I guess that's where they just had found that that was where their fan base was. So that was actually never even released in the UK. And though it received gold status, which I guess is more than nothing, it was a relative flop compared to Bad Habits. And though it's early in the show to say so, it really was the end of the Monks. That was the end of it. So before we sort of like end the show, because I still have a half hour on the air, I just want to talk about Suspended Animation a bit more. And well, you know what? Well, let's just hear a couple tracks from that album. I went through the tracks and I have to admit, I had a really hard time trying to find a few to spin that even came close to the hits that were on Bad Habits. There were a couple decent ones. I don't really think that the Monks really knew what sound they were going for when they started Suspended Animation. Maybe just trying to follow up, but they were always kind of ever-changing and growing. So they tried this out. They tried Suspended Animation. And here is a tune called Grown Ups and another song called Cool Way to Live from their second and final album, Suspended Animation, here on Riding with the Queen.
Baby! relationships, fragile diplomacy and politics, empty promises and broken dreams, a house in the country and black limousines. Now why did Kuwait live? Nothing left to forgive. Such a Kuwait live. Hey, I know you're trying to find the easy way out with the things you say. I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to hear about it. It never happens that way. Now it's not who you are, it's who you know. So get your record on the radio. Just sign your life away and in a while you'll be spending money like it's going out of style.
Cool way to live. The monks were trying to figure out a cool way to play music, actually. That's what's happening right then. Before them themselves even realized that they were defunct. They didn't know yet. They were actually getting together. Hudson, Ford, and Cassidy were sitting and they were writing together, and they were intending to write more songs for the monks. But then suddenly they came up with this 30s style song called I Never Go Out in the Rain. And at that point, I guess they just thought, well, we touched on a whole new genre now, so let's explore that one. And instead of continuing with the monks, they began another project called High Society and recorded and released albums through the early 80s. Their one album was released on LP and cassette by Stately Home Records, Faz Music. And that actually also features Brian Wilbur. I don't know how to say his name. I'm going to screw it up. Willoughby. Let's call him Brian Willoughby. And he was on guitars, Chris Perrin was on keyboards, Jenny Ford was on lead and backing vocals, Hudson played the drums and bass while John moved over to acoustic guitar, and Terry does take most of the vocals, and he actually demonstrates some mad skills on the clarinet. The album features specially written Hudson Ford Cassidy material with a totally 1930s feel, like a complete and total turn from what they were doing. It was reissued on CD in 1997 with extra bonus tracks. I really, again, I love the monks. I don't know why I would sit here and tell you what I don't like about the monks when I'm trying to tell you how much I love them. This wasn't, I think, one of their better moves either. I would like to have had, like, maybe 8 albums that sounded like Bad Habits, but that's just not what we got. In 2001, Hud and Terry recruited bass player Nigel Portman Smith and guitarist Simon Bishop, and High Society was revived. So they've continued to hone their performance to a T, replacing Portman Smith with Dickie Baldwin in the late 2003, but they've yet to make a much-deserved public breakthrough. And though they've continued to have like a steady trade in like weird like private shows and things like that, they had new songs like Down by the River, which was also called Millennium Dome. And I'm not really sure how you can AKA Down by the River to Millennium Dome, but they knew. And they had this like cheeky tune called Saddam's Armpit. And it was, the side brackets on that was full of Eastern promise. So I guess those are crowd pleasers at their gigs. Anyways, let's hear a track from High Society. And it should be noted that you, like I, would never know that this was with the monks that I grew to love. It's a totally different feel and sound, and I guess it exemplifies their musical range. So here's High Society with I Never Go Out in the Rain on 101.5 UMFM.
I never go out in the rain. Those stormy old clouds are to blame. Life seems so disconcerting when my cigarette starts burning. That's why I never go out. Some people go out in the rain. To me it seems almost insane. There's nothing quite so boring to go walking when it's pouring. That's why I never go out in the rain.
He never goes out.
I never go out
in the rain.
There's stormy
or clouds on the way.
Life seems so disturbing when my cigarette starts burning. That's why I never go out.
Clearly see there was a bit of a jet out of style suddenly from this like progressive punk to 30s dance music, maybe. Like I sort of picture like Mary Poppins, maybe what's his name, Dick Van Dyke, yeah, doing like little dance or something. In 2011 and 2012, Canadian songwriter Thomas D'Arcy, originally of bands like the Carnations and Small Sins, and more recently the producer to many renowned Canadian bands, put together a tribute album and a live show honoring the Monks. It was held in Toronto at the Classic Horseshoe Tavern, and the tribute consisted of members of Sloan, Come On, The Pursuit of Happiness, The Doughboys, and New Pornographers, among others. Lots of musicians were part of that. So it was kind of cool. It was they released an album. I'm not 100% sure if they released the album that was actually live or they just did a live show as well, but I did find a bunch of tracks of the bands doing the live show at the Horseshoe. So let's hear a couple tracks from that live version. Two Monks tracks off Bad Habits, performed originally actually by original member John Ford, Ian Blurton of Come On, who's amazing, and if you've never heard the band Come On, you have to, and some other Toronto talent. Here's part of the tribute to the Monks with the song Skylab and No Shame, back to back at the Horseshoe Tavern on July 26, 2011. And after that, we will spin a live track from the same concert of Chris Callahan of the band Cursed singing Drugs in My Pocket with John Ford and Thomas D'Arcy here on Riding with the Queen.
Yeah. shake it, all right? I believe you're gonna shake it. You're already shaking it. Fuck.
Shake it.
Oh, I'll shake it.
Take it off.
All right, we're gonna talk about that.
You have a lot of layers.
I do have. All right. Okay. Okay. Anyway, right? All right. So we got a mop over here.
And thanks for the beer break.
Man, I think we gave it back. I don't trust you. You got jean shorts. Okay, that's fair. You gotta give it back.
Were a relatively short-lived project, with seemingly only one album really to write home about. Their popularity has been maintained, and they even recorded a third album after Suspended Animation called what was meant to be called Cybernetic Sister, but the album was just never released. Kind of would like, I was curious, but I couldn't find anything about it. Fans like myself, though, can still spin bad habits incessantly for a lifetime to come, like you can too, and carry on their timeless legacy. So before we go today, though, I want to leave you with one more track from Bad Habits, because not only are they stellar tracks, but selfishly, I love them and want to hear them in my own show. So thank you so much for tuning in today on Riding with the Queen. I promise to try to not wait so long before my next episode. And I'm unsure what band I'll choose next week, but thank you guys, all the people that write on the Facebook page and send me messages and suggest different band choices. I have a huge list because of that. Thank you. So here's Spotty Face by the Monks. Until next week, you've been riding with the Queen. We'll be right back.
who looks like silk pajamas, but no one comes out. What a shame. Cause he's much too skinny and he's much too short, and his mates never listen when he tries to talk. When he smiles at the girls, they always walk away.